When she was four, we were reading the Greek myths, and she decided to go trick-or-treating dressed as Athena, the goddess of war and wisdom. So she still got to wear the neat dress toga-y thing, and she got to wear the cool thing on her head, but it was a really different idea of femininity than Disney Cinderella. Instead of being from the outside in, it was very much from the inside out. Athena is a strong figure. She's internally grounded. She's a complicated figure. That was the kind of message about femininity that I wanted her to get and wanted her to play with and try on and mess around with as she was growing up.